السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How you doing, Miriam?
الحمد لله.
How's everything today?
الحمد لله. Daddy, tell me how you believe in Allah.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, some people say he is everywhere, and some say he is in a fight with the forces of evil, and some say he does not exist at all. So I just wanted to know, how do we know that is right?
That's a good question.
Yeah, but what is the answer?
Yes. Well, first of all, as a Muslim, we don't accept some of the things that a lot of people say about God, even though they claim to be good Christian, Jewish, or Hindus, Buddhists. Even some Muslims make some of the mistakes. We'd like to refer to something that we have on the internet at islamtoday.com. It's called Answers. Answers to the Correct Belief. And this is the beauty of Islam, is to have the answers, and especially in the area of belief. So let me begin by telling you that there's a real popular question that a lot of people ask. They ask, where is God? Okay? And these are the people trying to fool the Muslims or trying to fool the believers. They'll say, where is God? So what do you think most people say?
He is everywhere.
That is true. That's what most people would say. But guess what? In Islam, we don't say that. Because if you get into that, what do you think will happen next? If the person say everywhere, then the one who is against belief at all, he's going to say, you mean everywhere, like in the whole universe? And they'll say, yes, everywhere. And then he'll say things like, oh, you mean he's like in the beauty of the sunset? And they'll say, yeah. And he said, you mean like in the sweet smell of the roses? And they'll say, yeah. In the soft white snow? Yeah, right. In the taste of the fresh spring rain? Yeah, that's it. He's everywhere. So he's everywhere, huh? You would say that God exists in every single molecule that there is? You say, yes, sir. Yeah, how about in us? Is Allah in us? God, or whatever you call him? Is he in us? I say, yes. Say, is there any place throughout the entire universe that he does not exist? He'll say, no, sir. There's nowhere in the universe that he doesn't exist. He is everywhere. But now if you subscribe to this belief, you've got a problem. You know why?
Why?
Because if you say he's everywhere, that means he's also in the things that you don't like. Would you say that God is in diseases and plagues? Would you say he's in the AIDS virus or the HIV? Would you say that? Would you say he's in nuclear radiation, chemical warfare, poisonous gases, and acid rain? Would you say that? No. What about oil spills, chemical leaks, dying in dead animals, decay? What about trash? What about garbage? What about waste? What about the toilet? Are you going to say something like this about your God? No, of course you wouldn't. But now, if you've said the other thing, then he'll come back and say, well, you said he's everywhere, so now you're saying he's not everywhere. So then you're going to be stuck. So it's time to take a little bit of initiative here to find out what the true answer to this question is based on the teaching of Islam. Ready? Okay, so let's let this now represent the Muslim or the Islamic perspective on the answer to where is God. The idea of God's location or place immediately puts the non-Muslim mind to a test. He either says something like, well, God is everywhere, he's in his creation, or he's up on a cloud, or he's in heaven, wherever that is, or it's a mystery. Only through the teachings of Islam are we able to solve this age-old problem, and very quickly and simply at the same time. Allah, God Almighty, says in the Holy Quran, the last revelation to human beings, he says that he created the heavens and the earth in 6 yawm, or periods of time, and then he made istawa. He rose up over his throne, and then he positioned himself there. He stationed himself there in a manner that befits his majesty. So that is where Allah is. He is above his throne. Now what about Allah being close to us? For instance, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, also says that he's as close to us as our jugular vein. Now this is a very famous statement in the Quran, and we well know that Allah means what? That he is close to us in his knowledge, he is close to us in his understanding, and there is nothing hidden except that he knows it. He knows all the hidden and all that is open. He is the seer and the knower of all things. There is not a hair on any animal that he doesn't know it exists, a feather on any bird, a drop of water anywhere throughout the entire earth, or a single molecule throughout the universe, except that he knows it. He is everywhere in his hearing and his seeing and in his knowledge. And he is with us at all times in his what? In his ability. So that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's characteristics are what we're talking about and not his presence. We don't put Allah in the creation. Because if we put Allah in the creation, we have a big problem. A big problem. It means then if Allah is in the creation, and he's a part of creation, then he must have been created with his creation. So who created him? This is a big problem. If you say Allah is in the creation, he's a part of it. And that doesn't make any sense. So Allah is no more in his creation than a computer programmer is inside a program that he creates. Make sense?
Yes.
Now in Islam we also know that Allah himself takes the prayer of the one who gets up in the third part of the night and prays. And Allah said he personally takes his prayers. He comes down into the first heaven. And again, this is in his seeing and hearing ability. This is what we want to conceptualize, not an actual physical presence of Allah. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَمْ يَكُلُهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ, and this clearly means that Allah is not like anything in his creation. He is not in his creation. He also says, وَلَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He is not the father of anything, and he's not born. So we have to understand that as well. Allah is not in his creation at any time, and he remains over his throne, and he'll remain there until he comes back in the last day, which is going to be in the judgment. So, and this, at that stage, his throne will be carried by huge angels. The distance between their ear and their shoulder will be a 70-year journey. These are huge angels going to be carrying the throne of Allah. Not Allah, his throne, and he'll be over it. So this is how we understand it as a Muslim. I would like to address another issue as well. There are those people who say Allah is up. And this is good. When we point our finger up and we say Allah is up, but we don't mean he's up straight over our head on top of a cloud. Because there are those who, again, those disbelievers who will bring you the question, they'll say, what if you point up right now, then 12 hours from now, where will you point? Because that's 180 degrees rotation of the earth. So if you're pointing up, straight up right now, 12 hours from now, where will you point? You should be pointing down, right? Because then that point that you were at exactly 12 hours ago is on the opposite side of the earth. But yet we don't mean that. We mean when we will always point up. The earth rotates. We're not going to change our direction of where we point. We'll always point up. It's nighttime or daytime. We mean what? That Allah is up outside of his creation. So this is very clear, and it doesn't have anything to do with a physical presence of Allah. We don't compare Allah in physical terms. We don't mean, for instance, that Allah is in a certain place in his creation. Because if you said he's here, okay, then when is he going to go over there? And how come he's only in this part and not in that part, which we spoke of earlier? And this is all talking like disbelievers, really, when we get into this kind of conversation. He is never in his creation, and we never say he's up, he's down. We say he is Allah to Allah. He is Allah Most High, and high and exalted in his majesty, and not like his creation, not a part of his creation. He's out of his creation. Right?
Yes. Allah, tell me more.
Let me read what Allah said in the Quran, and this is in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 54. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 yawm, a period of time. And then He rose over the stela, the throne, the arsh, in a manner that suits His majesty. He brings the night as a cover over the day, seeking it rapidly. And He created the sun, the moon, the stars, subjected all to His command. Surely His is the creation and the commandment. Blessed is Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists.
Okay, I see, but can Allah do everything?
This is another very good question.
Yeah, but what is the answer?
Well, if you say it in the wrong way, this brings about a strange phenomenon. And I'll give you an example of this. The people that hate believers, the atheists, they don't want to believe in anything. They've been using this particular question that I'm going to give you just now for over thousands of years. The Greeks used to use it against the people who believed in those gods at that time. And they would say something like, so you believe in God? And you'll say, yes. Can God do anything? You say, yeah, God can do anything. Does God do everything? Yeah, God does everything. Can God, He can make a rock so big that nothing can move it? What would you think he'll say what?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll say, yeah, God can make anything like that. He'll make a rock so big. And he'll say, nothing could move it ever. What will he say?
Yes.
Nothing ever can move it. Nothing's going to move it.
Yes.
Okay. Then he'll say, even God can't move it?
Yes.
Uh-oh, got a problem. If you say yes now, it means that's something God can't do. He can't move the rock. But if you say, yeah, he can move it, then you'll say, oh, then he can't make a rock that nothing can move, because he can still move it. And they'll say, and they go, but what? You know, you just admitted God can't do something. He can't make a rock so big that there's no way it can ever be moved, because he could always be the one to move it, right? So then he'll say, from this we conclude that God doesn't exist. And you say, whoa, hold on. Just because of this silly statement, he's going to now say there's no God? So let's look into Islam and see what the answer is. We can go to the internet, to islamtoday.com, and look for answers. Well, what will we find? Well, first of all, the whole idea, the concept of Allah moving a rock is wrong from the beginning. Because this puts Allah in the creation, and that is not acceptable. That is not the teaching of Islam. Anytime Allah wants anything done, He does it by His command, not by His arms or His legs. He says in His book, whenever Allah wants something, He merely says, kun fayakun, be, and so it is. So we try not to conceptualize Allah being like His creation, like a human or a creature within His creation, and He's trying to move a rock from one place to another. He does not get a lever and a fulcrum and a source of energy to put underneath a matter and then try to move it. Allah is able to do whatever He wills, but at the same time, He never wills to do anything that will take Him out of the status of being God. For instance, He never lies, He doesn't cheat, doesn't steal, or any of the things that humans get into, because He is out of the creation. He's not in it. This, again, is trying to conceptualize God as being in His creation, and Allah says, Allahu ala kulli shayin qadir. Whatever Allah wills to do, He is able to do. Now, in order for this question to make any sense to the Muslim, it would have to be rephrased from the beginning. It has to be reworded. The better way to ask the question to a Muslim would be, could Allah, God Almighty, create something so big that nothing in His creation can move it? And then the answer is simple. Yes, He can. Allah can make something so big, so dense, so immovable that nothing throughout all the creation could ever move it. Because Allah is not in His creation. And if He wanted to move it, of course He could always come back and move it whenever He wanted to. So what does Allah say in the Quran? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Say, He is Allah the unique, Ahad, the one eternally sought after for sustenance throughout all creation. In other words, all creation depends on Him. He is not born, nor does He have any children or offspring. He is not like anything that He has created. He is unique. This is called Surah Ikhlas, sincerity. That's chapter in the Quran 112. And we invite you to read this in the English translation. Visit us on the web, islamtoday.com. And take a look around and learn some more things about Islam, the beliefs of God in Islam, the beliefs and the other things that a Muslim is to believe in. For instance, the angels of Allah, the books of Allah, which, by the way, include the original Bible. Did you know that?
No.
As well as belief in the prophets of Allah. We believe in all of the prophets of Allah, right?
Yes.
Okay. And also, we believe in Allah's qadr. That means that whatever He wills to do, as we just talked about, He can do it. But He never wills to do anything that takes Him out of the status of being God. And then we also believe in resurrection, that we will all be resurrected in Day of Judgment. And we believe in what has been revealed by Allah and to His Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we believe that all comes from Allah and all returns to Allah. This is a part of the belief of the Muslim. And that's it. So what do you say?
Thank you, Daddy, to the Khalakha.
Wa jazak.
Salaamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. And then don't forget to visit us on the web at islamtoday.com. That's www.islamtoday.com. Send us an email. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.